You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, she was crowned last night. She is the new Miss Calaveras 2019, Catherine Sharp. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Well, that must have been a short night last night.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Catherine.
I'm a 17-year-old graduate from Connecting Waters Charter School, and I will be majoring in neuroscience at UCLA this fall.
Why did you want to run for Miss Calaveras?
I had actually run for Saddle Queen last year and won, and I just loved the program so much and what the county has to offer to young women that I wanted to run for Miss Calaveras and work a little bit more on my off-horse and in-person people skills.
Tell us a little bit about your family.
I live with my parents and two sisters at Mountain Ranch. I also have an older brother, but he's off at college, so it's just the five of us right now.
You mentioned that last year you were the Saddle Queen winner. You kept that reign until 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and only 8 hours later you were crowned Miss Calaveras. How different was this competition compared to Saddle Queen?
Actually, surprisingly, not that different. The only difference I would say would be that the talent portion was decided for you. You would do horse riding and all compete with the same type of talent with that. And then there was a written knowledge test about horses and rodeo. So it was a little different in that aspect. And obviously not fitness, but still interview, still speech, still really supporting the young women in our county and still very much a pageant.
Last night, there was a last-minute change in the location where the Miss Calaveras pageant would be held. It was not held at the main stage, which is outdoors. Due to the rain, it was moved inside of the Mark Twain building. Did the location move affect your competition?
I was actually really worried it would. My talent was dog training, which meant that it didn't just rely on me, but it also relied on my dog Scooter being comfortable in the situation. And as he had never practiced on the new stage before, I was a little concerned that it was going to drastically affect his performance, but it actually didn't. He really pulled through, and I think that's just kind of a testament to the training that went into that. He was ready for that situation change.
You won a couple of other awards last night, including Community Service Award and Most Talented Award. Were you surprised by any of those?
I actually was surprised by the Most Talented Award. I wasn't expecting that. I knew my talent was a little bit out there, very unique, and I figured it would kind of be based on the judge if they considered that talent opposed to some of the other things that the girls were doing. So that one actually did come as a surprise.
As Miss Calaveras, you won a $3,000 scholarship award from the Angels Murphy's Rotary Club. So what are those future plans again? You mentioned neuroscience.
Yes, I'm planning on going to UCLA to get a degree in neuroscience. After that, I'm thinking veterinarian, but I'm keeping my options open.
What are your Miss Calaveras duties this weekend?
This weekend, I have to attend pretty much every Calaveras Fair event. So that means we go to the Buckaroo events at the arena today, see Calaveras Idol. It's just basically being there to support people in the community.
Are you going to jump a frog yourself?
Definitely. Jump and kiss a frog.
All right, Catherine Sharp.
Probably multiple frogs.
Well, congratulations. You're very well spoken. I know you're going to represent Calaveras very well. She is our new Miss Calaveras County 2019, Catherine Sharp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Have a wonderful day.